News Radio WJPF. I want to welcome Judge Mike McCaney. Your Honor, it's good to speak with you this morning. How are you, sir?
Very good, and thank you very much for letting me be introduced to your listeners.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you for some time, to be honest with you, but now I've got, of course, the opportunity to talk to you because of the upcoming election. You're in the judicial court now, running for the appellate court, and it's kind of interesting when Mike and I were speaking last week that, you know, the remap, I didn't realize how big of an impact that was on that appeals court.
Yes, absolutely.
How many counties now in this district that you're running for?
Yeah, the 5th District Appellate Court used to consist of the bottom 37 counties in southern Illinois. The map changed, as I'm sure most of your listeners know, and they've added 11 more counties, so it's now a total of 48 counties, Danville down to Cairo and river to river.
And you've been in the judicial court since, was it 2010?
Yes, sir. I graduated from SIU in Carbondale in 1982 and have been a judge for 16 years.
What do you learn about people when you're on the bench? What have you learned about people you would have never learned any other way besides being on the bench?
People will be glad to accept judicial decisions as long as you treat them with dignity and respect, and just so they believe they had their day in court and they were allowed to present their case. They'll accept whatever decision, even against them, as long as you adhere to those principles and treat them with respect and dignity.
Fair play. Level playing field is one that one of the judges had always told me. He says, I have to supply a level playing field so that the right decision is reached. But I've always thought, and I've talked about this with a number of justices on this issue as well, if the appeals court is not the tacit acknowledgement that people make mistakes, and in the appeals court where you seek to take up this seat, that's the place where those can be redressed.
Absolutely. And I'm sure your listeners are familiar with court reporters from seeing movies, TV, or having actually been involved in the judicial process. The reporter makes a transcript or a recording of everything that's said or done in court so that the appellate court, the courts of review, can ensure that the rules were followed, that the court did not make mistakes, and then decide whether or not that case should be retried or simply outright reversed. I believe we need more transparency rather than less transparency, and what I'm getting at there is I think we ought to have televised courts. People have a right to know what's going on in their courthouses, and the more, the better.
And I wonder, because I understand what you're saying, but I wonder, does transparency involve video cameras? Does it involve broadcasting the courtroom? I've always been, because I've watched this, it's been an experiment. How do you think it's worked?
Actually, the Illinois Supreme Court allows video cameras and, in fact, televisions, cameras in the courtroom on a pilot basis. You have to apply to the court for your circuit to be part of the pilot program. It has been allowed in several circuits in Illinois. I think it's working excellent. The fear is that people will grandstand and alter their behavior based upon being on television. Of course, that's true. But over time, that works out. And the right of the public to know, transparency far outweighs any possible problems, in my opinion.
Do you think in over the last 2 years, if you were looking, if you paid attention, you were given a civics lesson on three equal branches of government? Because a ruling that you made, you know, and so many of our listeners typed in, what about this judge made this ruling on the mask? Why aren't people talking about this? Why, you know, that one of your recent rulings was so important, but ignored, it seemed, by the executive branch.
That's exactly right. When I ruled in the summer of 2020 that I was the first judge in Illinois to rule that Pritzker's lockdown orders and mandates were unconstitutional, he basically ignored it. The executive branch is supposed to enforce laws. The legislative branch is supposed to make laws, and the judicial branch is supposed to interpret them. We go off the rails when those branches start exercising tasks that the Constitution did not assign them.
And you have this ruling. It's important. It's early. And then you look at the subsequent rulings as late as last week by the Supreme Court. And even then, after the Supreme Court ruling, and you read the verbiage from the Supreme Court and then the political rhetoric, and they do not match. Obstruction, I think, is also part of the issue here as well. But I, when you made this important ruling 2 years ago, you know, and yet you were backed up, I wonder if somebody would have paid attention 2 years ago, how there would have been a different outcome on a lot of people's status today.
Oh, I agree. So many businesses and people were devastated and destroyed by those unconstitutional lockdown and mandates. So, you know, what drove a lot of this was simply fear. Fear of losing your license, fear of government overreach. And
losing your job.
Pardon me?
Losing your job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Being fired, oh, certainly, without question. With respect to your comment about civics, I would commend your listeners. Read everything you can from David Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, David Barton. You can find his pamphlets, DVDs, and books all on the Constitution. It's some of the most brilliant stuff I've read. And in fact, I will tell your listeners, one of his DVDs, you will learn more about the Constitution than you will in an entire year of constitutional law in a law school.
Well, I just threw that on my notes here. Judge Mike McCaney is currently a judicial judge. He was put in. Now, you were put in when another judge stepped down. Then you won re-election. I think it was. Is it twice now, Mike?
I was appointed an associate judge by the circuit judges of the Fourth Circuit. I then was appointed a circuit judge by Justice Carmeier. His recommendation, the Supreme Court appointed me in July of 2020. I ran then and was elected by the voters of the Fourth Circuit in November of 2010 and was retained by the Fourth Circuit voters in 2016.
All right. Quite a record there as well. Mike McCaney is a judge in the Illinois 4th Judicial Circuit Court. He's our guest this morning. He'll be running for the appeals, appellate court judge. Mike, Judge McCaney, is there any possibility I'd talk you into coming down to the studio? Because there's a lot of other things that I think you and I could talk about. We had a little more time. And I know some of our listeners would like to ask you a few questions, too. To be honest with you, Mike, a lot of people have asked, why is Judge McCaney's decision so widely ignored? And I did not have an answer for them, Your Honor. Do you?
I wish I had a better answer for that. First of all, I would love the opportunity to come down and sit in the studio and speak for as long as you would let me and answer any questions your listeners may have. With respect to why that ruling was ignored, I'll think about that, and we'll get into that if you give me the honor of coming down and spending more time with you.
Yeah, because I had a bunch of other stuff I wanted to talk to you about when it came to you and precedents and what that meant, you know, and of course, I said the more recent rulings, whether it's JCAR or the Supreme Court. You know, that we went 2 years ignoring one of our branches of government, it seems. In any event, we'll learn more and look forward to having the judge in the studio sometime soon, 7:33.